The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, I'm honored. Thanks for having me.
We did a little intro for you, but then we realized we don't want to butcher your last name. So can you just say it for us once and for all?
Yeah, it's like a cat, but with a K, Katzenavis.
Katzenavis. We'll just continue calling you the good Angie. That's how we've been referring to you on the pod.
I'll take that.
Are you Greek?
I'm Greek. Yeah, parents are both from Greece.
Oh my God, one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yes, absolutely. I love going there.
I want to
have
go
you
back
always to- lived in Salt Lake?
Yeah, we were born and raised. My parents came here. They got married in Salt Lake City and we were all raised in Salt Lake.
Do you return to Greece a lot?
We go back for vacations with my dad to where he's from, to the village that he was born and raised in. And then we also go there and just vacation in Crete and Santorini and Mykonos. And
yes, all the great places.
Well, invite us next time.
I know.
I went to go to all those places.
I went years ago.
I'll be your tour guide.
Yes.
Well, I like it. So are you guys LDS?
No, we're actually Greek Orthodox. You know, growing up here, I was probably one of the only non-Mormons in my school and in my neighborhood. But I grew up around a lot of Mormons, amazing families. They were very loving and welcoming to us. So I had a great experience being non-Mormon in Salt Lake City and being the only Greek Orthodox person for miles.
Wow. So I have a question then. Being in that cast, is there any 100% practicing Mormons?
No.
It doesn't seem like it.
That's what we call Jack Mormons, but no practicing Mormons.
Mormons.
Jack Mormons. That's what we call in Utah.
How does Salt Lake City, the people in town, how do they feel about the show?
You know, I think a lot of people that are Mormon are really offended by the way that the church is being spoken about because it's being seen in a negative light. And I can respect that, right? We are all proud of our religion and our culture, whatever that looks like. And I don't think a lot of the Mormons love how it's being represented. I think a lot of people that have left the church can probably relate to the girls. So there's a little bit of both sides. Yeah. So I think you see a little bit of both as far as religion goes.
Since we're kind of just getting to know you, I feel like as the season is progressing, we're seeing a little bit more. I have a couple quick questions. First, have you ever been on the show prior and we just haven't seen you prior to this season?
Yes, I was at, a small snippet at Heather's Beauty Lab and Laser Grand opening in season one. And then I filmed with Lisa and Jen in season two. And one scene was 2 days before Jen got arrested and they ended up throwing it away. It was a scene where we filmed a Shaw tank, like Shark Tank. And they just, they did away with the entire scene, but it was a disaster anyways. Yeah. Things didn't go well with Jen and I. And as usual, shit hit the fan. And so I wasn't looking forward to seeing it anyway, but it never came out. So I have filmed a bit and I was at Lisa's event for her Fresh Wolf launch kind of party. And yeah, so I filmed a little bit.
So when they offer you a snowflake next season, are you going to take it?
Well, I will pull my hand out. If snowflakes lands in it, I'm ready for it.
I predict it's going to land in it. Oh, and I'm good about this stuff. I've been around for a while.
You know your thing. You're definitely one of the OGs.
Yeah, I've been around about 15 years. So,
do you feel like Dana, the other Angie, and you are all kind of like auditioning to be the next housewife? By having three friends up is a lot. Does it ever feel that way? I mean, there was something this past episode where you could see that the other Angie wasn't invited, and then Whitney released the text messages. Like, what exactly is the dynamic? Do you feel like the women are welcoming you guys, or are they trying to push you out?
Well, I feel like the group is kind of divided in half right now. It didn't really start out that way, but based on things that have come up, it's ended that way. I don't want to say I'm auditioning because I feel that I'm being myself. Everything that I'm doing, I would do in real life. Sometimes people say, oh, you're doing too much. But it's like, I'm not going to minimize who I am because I'm not auditioning. I'm acting in a way that I would in the real world. And this is a reality show. Maybe some of the other girls feel that way. I just feel that, whatever happens is meant to be. Definitely people are supporting the friends that they want to come on more. And then trying to throw the other ones under the bus, laughing at them or, not being supportive during the episodes and online. And I think they think that that's their way of icing people out of the group.
Because I was kind of thinking this past episode when you took everybody to San Diego, your friend's house, you were talking and Jen poured the champagne on your head. Clearly that wasn't funny. And to me, it almost was like, was she trying to get power of you as a housewife and kind of trying to put you in your place? Was that ultimately what it felt like?
That's exactly what it felt like to me. It's like, you can be my friend as long as you're my bitch. But if you try and come up here, then I'm going to push you back down. And I felt like that even filming with her last year. If I spoke to Lisa or went to Lisa's event, they never showed the episode, they never put it in the episode, but it was like, fuck you, you fucking fake. I mean, this was not the first snowball she threw at me. And that's one thing people need to understand.
I love that.
It was like a buildup of like multiple snowballs being thrown at me on and off camera. And, at that moment it was like, you know what? Don't try and take over the tour. The sun is shining on you. So I'm going to humiliate you. I'm going to demean you and degrade you, even though you have stood up for me off and on camera. And she humiliated me, not just in front of the group of ladies, but in front of the entire world. I just felt that was so disrespectful. And that's not who I am. And that's not how I have treated her or would ever treat her. Yeah. So I did feel exactly that in the moment that, women are supposed to, friends are supposed to build each other up. And she totally demeaned me and degraded me in front of the world.
That's exactly what it looked like too. As a prior wine thrower. mine was out of anger. Mine was about anger or somebody interfering with my divorce situation, all this stuff. The way that Jen did it was just so like, there was no anger. It was just like, I'm going to degrade you.
It was just embarrassing. You were mad. You did it out of anger and it in somebody's face. But she deserved it.
I mean, I don't know if anybody deserves it, but at the moment, she deserved it. You did not deserve that. Like, it was just like the way she did it so slowly and then asked you, you handled it so well. I would have lost my shit. And then for her to pour it over her head to make it sound like, now we're even.
Yeah, because I would never return that favor. I would never do that in the first place. And I felt that Jen and I had a different friendship. And to know that she would go there with me, it really hurt me because I would never do something like that. I've defended her and I would never do such a thing. So that was an eye-opening, pivotal moment for me and our friendship. And I feel that she's the one that threw our friendship away by doing that after—
Over a room.
Over a room. And, you know, I was being lighthearted. I was having fun on the tour. And, you know, for her to take it to that in front of people, we all know she wasn't having fun. The girls that want to support and say it was fun and funny, there was nothing funny about.
How could they be supporting that? How, like, just walk me through this. And right. Speaking to Heather or Meredith, there's absolutely no way those girls would have taken it that way. They weren't at a club and it wasn't like shooting champagne through, like, it wasn't that setting. It was meant to humiliate you.
It was. And I know in the moment they all said they, you know, nobody laughed. If you thought it was funny, why didn't you laugh in the moment?
Right, right.
If you thought it was funny, why didn't you raise your hand when I asked if you thought it was funny? And then, you know, they decide to now jump on this bandwagon and double down on Jen and say they thought it was funny. You know, these women have daughters, and I have a daughter as well. I can't imagine a woman that has daughters and is raising children would condone that kind of toxic behavior. And, you know, it only just shows their true character. Now I know how they feel about me, and, you know, I know who they are, and and your true colors are coming out.
Now, you've known Jen 20 years. Have you never noticed any toxic behavior come out of her?
Well, the difference is, I think when filming with Jen, or when she might feel that you are taking someone else's side, or, you know, you are becoming friends with other women in the group, which is natural. I mean, we're all—
So jealousy.
Yeah, I felt there was jealousy there. I felt that there was like this territorial thing where, you know, if you're going to be on here, you can't talk to anyone else or become friends with anyone. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to support Jen if I form friendships with other women in the group.
Right.
That's part of what happens naturally. So, yeah, you know, and I watched her do it to other people, never really thinking she would turn on me like this and humiliate me like this. And I think the biggest thing is that I think I took all that I could take. And, you know, it happened on camera. I responded to the drink pour by bringing things up. And, you know, when you're poked and poked and poked, at some point you're going to blow.
Well, you handed it to her in the limo. Like, that was the moment I was like, all right, we're reaching out to the good Angie. We need her on, because you were so, like, I think in the moment when just, this is my thought, when in the moment with the champagne, you could tell for a second you wanted to cry. Like, you, I've been in that moment, like, you were like, holding back tears, like, holy shit, did this really just happen to me? But you kept it together until you got alone and had the conversation. But then once you were in the limo, like, you stepped into like high gear and you handed it to her, but not even in a way that anybody can really dispute it.
Right.
Like, I forget what the line was. You said something like, are you a stand-up person, or are you a stand-up? And that was like, mic drop.
Well, and you know, just to show you what kind of a friend I have been, the biggest thing to me was that she returned the friendship, that it wasn't one-sided, that it wasn't just give, give, give. So it was like, she had a moment to support me in front of the girls, and she turned on me after, you know, me being a supportive friend and everything that I feel that I have done for her. And she knows what I'm talking about. You know, I feel that in that moment, yeah, I could have dumped the drink back, but I wasn't going to go, you know, to her right. level. I was taken back. Yeah, I did want to start crying in the moment, but I didn't want to ruin the trip for everybody else. And so I just held it together. Obviously, I had my breakdown. And then when I pulled myself together, I brought facts.
Yes, what you did. I liked when you called your husband.
It was facts, right? It was all factual.
All facts.
I did not lie. I stated facts and I told her the truth. And I don't, you know, I wasn't going to bring any of that out. I was going to finish off the season, finish off the year, keeping that a secret that, you know, she didn't make good on her husband's party. But, you know, once the drink dump hit,
it all comes out. Yeah.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Your confessional when you're throwing the papers
was the best pricing. Ever.
It was a Greek style, like throwing ones at a party,
yes,
right?
Yes.
For 1 second, did you ever even consider the hand-me-down gift as a gift?
Absolutely not. It's like, are you giving me like, is this like a gag order gift or like you think you're giving me hush money? And in that moment, I just thought, wait a minute. Later off camera, she said, oh, that's just for everything with Sharif's party. And this light bulb went on like, okay, I see this like manipulation tactic.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me you're not paying me back. And here's a little gift. So don't say anything. And it was funny because somebody had wrote something on social media, like Jen gives Angie a gift with her skin cells on it. Like, yeah. Really? Like, yeah. Like, no, thank you. You know, I don't need the re-gift. And let's just.
Well, Teddy and I gave her
the original plan that you were supposed to pay for your husband's party and keep the re-gift.
Yeah.
Did you get any money so far?
Well, no spoilers.
From who? She doesn't have any.
That is, I can't give away spoiler.
Yeah,
alert,
you can't.
But if we're still in the episode, the answer is no. And I shouldn't have to ask for my money from a very dear friend,
well,
right?
Teddy and I gave her a gift of coming into our hotel room at BravoCon and letting her use our glam.
Oh, don't let me into this.
Glam, but you were in there and she did the glam. And then as we left, she went back in there and took the alcohol out of my mini fridge.
Hey girl, welcome to my world. I mean, my cabinet's gone dry since
the guy that does my makeup was still in the room cleaning up. And he's like, she came back in and she like literally got into took the alcohol out and left. And he's like, you need to go.
Well, like, that is, you know, that is in Jen Shaw form right there.
So how did you meet her in the first place?
Jen was, well, we went to, college around the same time. I was in beauty college girls because I didn't go to college, and she was in college.
Join the club.
Yes,
I went to nail school.
Look at us now. It's okay. At the University of Utah, and we just kind of had friends in common. And then Jen was a guest of my hair salon. So I just kind of got, you know, reacquainted with her again over the years, and just sort of kind of came back together. Jen's fun. She's easy to want to be friends with. She says things. She has fun energy. You can see how people are drawn towards her. Mm-hmm. She's very charismatic. And, you know, that was the biggest thing when I called her out and said, Arya, you know, I think some people thought, oh yeah, you call her out on her charges. That's not what mattered to me in the moment. What mattered to me in the moment was you can't keep a friendship. And if you can't keep a friendship with me after everything I've done, then you cannot keep a friendship. So for me, that was more important than the charges. Like all I wanted was support and love in return.
And she couldn't take it. She couldn't take that you were getting any of the spotlight, which is really when we hear about the sentencing and all of that.
Snowflake. You're getting her snowflake. She knows it.
Yeah, I don't want hers. I'd love to have one. But the funny thing about the party is, like, you know, to go back to that, she was 5 days away from her husband's birthday party with no location. And the roller skating.
Oh, that's a key nugget.
Very key nugget. The roller skating rink that she was supposed to have it at would not take it. A roller skating rink.
Stop it.
To roller skate. So I even called for her to beg, because I'm very persuasive. I thought, okay, I will get them to close down for your party. They said no. Now they wanted the party to be filmed the following week. Still no location. I said, would you like to do it at this club that I felt would suit the theme, which was Harlem Nights? I'm a member of a club in downtown Salt Lake called the Alta Club. She said no. And then I'm like, well, you can use my house. What do you say to a friend that's 5 days away, no location? You can use my house. Angie is going to open her home. We're going to use Angie's house. For the viewers, go back and watch. Me saying, hey, it'll be like a housewarming was like me being my lighthearted, fun self, just making the most out of it. I didn't know anyone at the party except the girls on the cast. So these were Sharif's friend. I threw her a lifeline, like, here you go, I'm gonna help you out. Yeah, you can use the house, not knowing that she was going to go MIA. And hey, I want a piano. I want a casino table. Do you know a bartender? Do you know about this? Do you know that? My party planner.
Oh, she asked for all of those things.
Yep. My party planner backed out on me. My party planner backed out. I find that interesting too, that nobody would host her event. Nobody would be willing to do the party planning. So I said, okay.
Gee, I wonder why.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm now in hindsight, I'm looking back thinking, well, no wonder. So I said, it's okay. We can do it together. But, you know, hey, girl, we got to get your husband a cake. I mean, she knew what she was wearing, and that's all. She didn't show up to the tasting in the restaurant to look and put together the menu. It's like she just went completely.
And then she kind of complained about the way that you planned it in her confessional.
I thought my party looked a lot more classier and beautiful than the one she threw in season one, supposedly threw for Meredith with all her friends, with a bar again, even though her husband doesn't drink, and with no expectations.
Do you think she paid for that? Do you think it was a production cost?
Production doesn't put on, I think, as we know, those kind of events.
Yeah. Did you have any idea that any of this, prior to the show, that any of this was going on? And do you think Coach had any idea either?
Well, you know, Jen was still standing by that she was innocent. And I stood by her as a friend. She hadn't pled guilty yet while we were planning the party. So I think I also viewed her in a different light at that moment. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think Coach didn't know anything. You know, he's very well respected in Salt Lake. I think he's a great father. I think, you know, he's gone a lot. I think he's removed. So I wouldn't dare comment on that, because I'd like to think no, but there's no proof that he knew anything.
Yeah. And key, like, comment, removed. We need to remember that.
He's very removed. He's gone all the time. I mean, you know, Jen would be at my house, just, we would be having, you know, bonding time. I'd be listening to her with everything she had going on until 5 a.m. I wake up at 7 because I'm a mom. Jen got to sleep in. So unlike Heather, I didn't put her in an Uber. I drove her home at 5 a.m, many a nights.
Yeah,
so I was there because she's alone a lot. And I loved at the time being with her and, you know, being there for her.
Have you spent time with her since she pleaded guilty?
No, I haven't even spoke to her since season finale. Haven't heard from her. She's, you know, there are moments where I thought, should I reach out? But then suddenly she'd start cyberbullying me or posting really horrible things online, being demeaning again. So just when you see a glimmer of thinking, you know, having compassion again, remembering she's a mother with two sons and she's going away.
Yeah.
But then she would hit me with another snowball. And it was like, okay, I was reminded of who she is and what she's capable of, and that it's not worth it for me because it's not consistent. Like, it was one-sided. You know, she had all her conditions on me, but yet I was expected to act a certain way. But
just take
she
it.
Could continue to bully me, to cyberbully me, to talk shit about me and totally disrespect me. So I've just learned that even there's no going back with her because she's not really capable, in my opinion, of a consistent friendship.
So moving on to other cast members, who are you close with?
I'm closest with Lisa.
Lisa. We love Lisa.
We love Lisa.
We have a lot in common. We both run business. We both have children of close to the same age. Except I know I would say we're homemakers, but you know, Lisa loves Taco Bell and I love to cook. So. She's so much fun. I love her. I really value and appreciate the support that she's given me during this time. We talk every day, multiple times a day. I also really love Whitney. I think she's very sweet, very down to earth. You know, we've grown very close. She was the last one I thought I'd be friends with because I'm like old enough to be her mom. And
how old is Whitney and how old are you?
Whitney's 37 and I just turned 49. But I just,
wow.
Yeah. But I just love her. She's a sweetheart. And Dan is a sweetheart. And as for the others, they've just really shown me their true colors.
Yeah.
What did you think about the Finsta with the husband creating the Finsta? Do you think that Angie H actually really knew about it? Or do you think she's just playing coy here?
Well, if this is an opinion thing, I absolutely 100% think they did that together. And she was completely aware of what was going on. And, you know, that's another thing, you know, that really hurt Jen. So I got to hear about that long before it was ever even, you know, announced. And I immediately knew she was involved. And, you know, the way that she downplayed it to Jen, oh, you'll have to talk to my husband. I have no idea what you're talking about. Ask him. Who throws their husband under the bus like that? Like, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Just puts it onto her husband. Yeah. The way that she did that after she threw Lisa under the bus, again, it just goes back to this girl has like zero moral compass and she's willing to throw her own husband under the bus, like let him, you know, she's got nothing to lose. Like, what does she do? She doesn't even have a job, right? So her husband now is like, you know, in a position to possibly have issues at work and in business because she's throwing him under the bus. She knew
it's not worth it. Yeah.
It looked like he just came out and said that because he knew it was going to come out anyway.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. It's like, was there a rumble and talk about it behind everybody's back that everybody knew he was behind it? And that's why he brought it up?
When it happened, Jen called him and called him out on it. He started crying like a little girl, of course.
Like a little bitch.
What?
Crying like a little elf on the shelf bitch. And he was never come clean. It's like, it looks like he's coming clean to be forthright and because he feels guilty. He's coming clean because Jen called him out 9 months prior and he was coming clean.
That's kind of what we thought. We talked about before. He just looks so cringy.
And Meredith didn't even seem shocked by it. So I was like, something is.
Everybody knew. This was already out. And for Meredith to even say, oh, well, don't feel bad. You apologized. It was so cringy, all of it.
And then also Dana, they have really showed us very little of her. Yeah. And what they have shown, it's like, I can't figure her out yet, but I have seen that even, I feel like Heather said it to her this past episode where she was like, don't step up to Jen. You know, like if you want to be here, these are the rules. Do you think that there's going to be a part, you know, without any spoilers alert, where we are going to see Dana come into her own and... is she going to get more? Is she going to continue, you know, having to follow the rules?
Well, I think at the end of the season, Dana finally realizes she can have a voice and come forward and say what she's really thinking. But yeah, she was told to downplay, you know, her feelings, which I thought that was, you know, that was so cringy when Heather told her to do that. It's like, don't it's like, people want the friends up to just stay silent and stay down. And the point is, you know, you're supposed to be your real self. And Dana wanted to bring some things to light, but was made to feel that she couldn't. But yeah, I think towards the end of the season, Dana's a sweetheart. Dana does have an opinion, but it took her a minute to be able to voice that opinion.
Heather calling her the guest of the guest. Guest of the guest of the guest. Like she was trying to push her down.
Right. don't have a voice, don't call Jen out, because that's what Heather chooses to do. Like, oh, I'm just going to support Jen's toxic
behavior. That's what she's getting paid for.
Right, right.
Is to have a voice.
Well, but also, who doesn't love a friend? Like, I personally, when I was on the show, I feel like you're the same, Tamara. If a friend of came on and wanted to create drama, it makes your life easier.
So much easier.
Like, I'm thrilled. And I'm like, and you're not even full time and you're willing to do this? Like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good thing. So I can't believe, especially having such a small cast, that they would really just want to push people aside. But that's kind of making me wonder a little bit about Heather and Meredith. And,
well,
you know,
we met Heather at BravoCon and she seemed like we had a good time with her. She was super sweet, super nice. But the Heather that we're seeing right now, she just, I don't know if she's just having a bad season. Is this her true colors? It's very confusing. What are your thoughts on Whitney and Heather's friendship?
I love Whitney. I think she's been a very good friend. What you saw from Heather, like, don't say anything. I'm going to bring you down. I'm going to control you. I don't want you to step up and say anything. There's like some control things going on.
Yeah.
And it feels similar sometimes to Jen and myself, where Heather was good with Whitney when Whitney was quiet and conforming and agreeing with everything she said.
Right.
And now that Whitney has her own opinion and is sort of standing out, not sort of, Whitney's standing out, she's gone through a lot, she's becoming her own person, she's forming her own opinion, that's when the friendship started to go sideways. So, you know, they're all good if they can control the narrative.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense. Yeah. It really does.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
And now I have to ask kind of, it's a kind of a classless question, but they talk about it a lot on Salt Lake. So I'm seeing your background. I'm seeing like of even your little, our Zoom nugget. Are you the richest Salt Lake City?
Oh, Are you? Well, no, you didn't.
I haven't seen everyone's financials, but you know, Lisa's always sweet and says you have the most beautiful house of all of us. I do want to add that I am self-made. My dad and my mother were raised in villages and came here with nothing. So I like to share that because I don't want to ever obviously brag, but I have worked hard along with my husband to get where I am today. So I haven't seen everyone's financials, but I think I'm definitely one of the.
I'll take it as yes. What kind of business are you
in?
She's
like, yeah, I'm not going to brag, but yes.
Yeah. What kind of business are you in?
I'm in the beauty industry. I own multiple hair salons called Lunatic Fringe Salons. I am an owner of a cosmetology school, Palm Mitchell, the school in And I also own a beauty supply called Urban Beauty, where we distribute high-end beauty products. So yeah.
See, I want to see all this. I hope you have a snowflake next year so we can start to uncover your, and then tell us about your husband. Because I met you guys at the horse show and you guys were both so nice and such the fact that both of y'all were there to support your daughter riding. Like, I loved it. So
thank you. Yeah, she can't shake us. We follow her everywhere. We have one darling little girl, Electra, that's 11 years old. My husband is a hairdresser too, which is so crazy. I met him in a hair salon when I was 19. And when I was 21, we started dating. He was 24. And, you know, he's just a very down to earth, humble guy. He works really hard. And here he was, this like buff, gorgeous hairdresser. And I'm like, wow, this guy is so shy. And at that time, if you were a hairdresser, you know, there was no straight hairdressers
right.
in Salt Lake. So I was like, oh, there's no need to worry because this guy would never even like give me the time of day. And then I started working at the same salon and we fell in love from there. And we were very young. We got married young. We started out 6 years as hairdressers, opened our own salon together 6 years later, then got in the school industry. We had that franchise company of Lunatic Fringe that we opened together. My husband grew up with horses doing, you know, his dad had a ranch and he grew up just a good old boy, hard worker. And my daughter, I think, got exposed to the horse world because of him. He and his dad bought her a little pony when she was 2.5. And then, you know, that's the beginning of her dream, which she wants to ride in the Olympics. So she's a little equestrian. We follow her, like you, around to all these horse shows.
Yeah.
We now just manage our multiple businesses together. Obviously, we don't do hair anymore. And, you know, we're just partners in life. We're partners in business and partners in raising our little girl together.
And how's he feel about the filming?
You know, I think he loves it. He thinks I was made for this, which is so funny. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, Angie's so sweet. She's so kind. I'm worried about her going into this show. And my husband always says, do not worry about Angie. She's made for this. She can hold her own. So, you know, he's happy and supports me doing it and has had my back and he's excited for me.
Did he film very much this season?
A little bit. He was at Sharif's, you know, the guy's dinner.
That was brutal. That dinner was brutal.
Brutal to watch.
I was like, this is so awkward.
Yeah, I think some people love seeing the husbands and other people use it as their snack time to, you know, use the restroom. Yeah.
I mean, the Seth conversation is just.
Yeah. How's Seth in person?
You know, I'm going to say, meeting both of them, Seth has a lot of personality. I know sometimes people feel he's cringy.
Hold on. When you say meeting both of them, do you mean meeting Meredith and Seth? So well, compared to Meredith, he has a lot of personality.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna make that clear.
You know, he's the CEO of fun over her because, you know, it's like in a relationship, there's opposites. And, you know, Seth has a lot of personality. He can hold his own in a social setting. When he was at my house for Sharif's party, he was very friendly. He was a lot of fun, very interesting, down-to-earth conversations. But I know on film, he says and does some cringy things. So personally, I was shocked when I met him. And, you know, he was nice to actually have a conversation with. And I can see where he'd be the balance in a social setting for her because Meredith doesn't really have a whole lot to say.
Yeah.
Is she a whole lot of fun?
No, not really.
would you ever go back to...
I met her. She was sweet.
Well, no, Meredith is very nice.
She was sweet.
We talked about Tamara. We don't want to hear sweet on the housewife.
Well, okay. Well, yeah.
She's fine. I think because I'm friends with Lisa, there's never a chance for her and I to form a friendship. She was nice to me when I came on. And suddenly I just feel this shift with her. And obviously her opinion about the drink being poured on my head being fun and funny and fabulous. Now I see what kind of person she is. So her and I are very different people. because I wouldn't find that funny. And second of all, I wouldn't call her fun. She can be nice. She hasn't been nice to me. If I look at, you know, how she's talking about the drink that
she's always so serious, for sure. But never say never, because the dynamics on this crazy franchise change all the time.
And I thought we were off to a great start. And then after, you know, I had Lisa's back, the dynamics shifted. So things are not, you know, I wouldn't say we are the best of friends by any means.
Yeah. And then I have a question, because this is a lot from our listeners. They are constantly saying, why is it that on Beverly, do you watch any other franchises?
I love Beverly Hills.
So why on Beverly Hills was there so much discussion about Erica and her husband and all the things playing out in the press and constantly the women? I mean, for at least two seasons, the women have just been on her about everything that's come up. We're barely seeing anything with Jen Shah. We're solely seeing her talking about starting to take antidepressants, her mental state. But I don't really see any of you guys having those tougher conversations. Was that something because you all were just being respectful of the situation, or is it because of fear, or what do you think it is?
Well, first of all, I think because she was telling the friends, I'm innocent. When you have history with someone, the right thing to do is have their back and believe them. Mm-hmm. Even though you might be questioning in your mind, is this true? Is she capable of something like this? It was easy for Dana, I think, because Dana had zero history with her. So Dana could just, you know,
speak her mind.
But with the girls, I think people were on eggshells. But, you know, I think by the end of the season, you see people, even though she still has not pled guilty, based on some of her actions, the girls are starting to question her more and starting to question her innocence more. But I think there's a lot of fear surrounded by Jen. I hate to say this, but I think there's fear surrounding Jen and people's relationships with her, because nobody wants this person like screaming in their face and calling them out and calling them every name in the book and, you know, going at them. And that's what I see with Meredith and Heather. It's like, are you guys afraid of her? Like, why do you condone her behavior? I'm not afraid of Jen, because I'm a respected woman, ladies. I'm not afraid of her, because I have the truth on my side and I have facts on my side. And so that's where it's different for me. But I think there's been a lot of fear that people don't want to film with her and have her screaming in their face or be on her bad side. That must not feel good, right? Just to know that if I say what I'm thinking, they've seen what she's capable. They've seen how she gets in people's faces. They've seen how she goes at people. And I think it creates some fear in the back of their mind that, like, I don't want to be in this position. So I'm just not going to poke the bear. And I'm going to go along with her. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I feel like she's going to reactivate her Twitter again just to let us all have it after this podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I think that she kind of, you know, I didn't watch that interview she did, because I'm not going to listen to anything that negative about myself, but it sounds like she was negative about you girls and
myself.
Oh,
yes.
Like, what do you mean? The two pussies in the pod?
Two pussies in the pod, nickname. She calls us.
I know. I mean, I like the spots, but I mean, the two pussies. And I'm sorry, me being called Wonder Bread is what I got sent by text. It's like, people kept saying, you're Greek. Why is she calling you Wonder Bread?
But yeah.
Okay, I just, that's what she does. That's what makes her feel better. I spend time working on my brand and building my own brand. And I don't even drink her poison or listen to that stuff, because it's just too much. And nobody believes her. Everybody knows the truth.
I was actually shocked that Shannon posted a picture with her on her Instagram the other day. I was like, what?
She texts me and said, I have actually talked to her since then. She's like, I met Jen Shah. I go, I know, I saw. And she was really nice. I go, she was nice to us too, but be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Is there anything, because I know we have to wrap, but is there anything you should tease for us that the rest of the season, or any juicy nuggets?
Well, it's going to continue with high drama. There's a lot of, you know, issues with friendships. The group's very divided. I think with everything coming up with season finale, there's a lot building up. There's a lot of people waiting in line to, you know, in a conga line, you know, that want to hold Jen accountable and talk to her about their issues. There's other things in the friend groups that are building up where there's drama that's going to be coming out. It's pretty much, I think, on fire from here on out until the end. So oh, it's like the champagne dump just sort of started all the drama. And I think the fire is going to continue, especially through the rest of San Diego and on through the season finale.
Oh my God. Refresh my memory. You guys do not find out that Jen pleads guilty until after you finish you wrapped the season?
Yes, that was in July and we wrapped in April.
Well, I hope to God that production came back and got your guys' expressions after finding out that she is guilty or pleaded guilty. That would be my wish.
It was a shocker. It was a shocker. I'm not going to lie. I was actually so many emotions. I was sad. I was shocked.
You're gonna be mad too.
I was sad, mad. I felt lied to. I was sad for her family, for her sons. I mean, as a mother, how can you not feel bad? That's the last thing you
right.
want. And I guess I always wanted to believe in the good side of her, that she was the person she told me she was. She was the person that I was sitting here with at my dining table until 5 a.m. I wanted to believe she was that person. So there was a lot of disappointment. And
And then where do people find you so they can follow you and get to know more about you as well?
Oh, thanks for asking. Angie Katsanavis with a K, K-A-T. Angie Katsanavis is my handle. And I hope you get to see more of me. I don't want to, you know, I don't
will.
Some viewers want just a friend of like dumb yourself down. Don't say anything. I'm being my real self and reacting in a way that I would in real life. And it's been fun. And it's been a major learning experience and the craziest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Well, we are predicting that big things are to come for you. Yes. And we are excited to keep watching. And thank you for joining the Twats.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor, and I love chatting with you guys.
I'll see you at Thermal in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, when you come out, because you guys, you know, when you met, you were literally half a mile from my house in San Juan.
I know, we ignored you. Sorry.
I'll be inviting myself over next time.
Yeah, next time we're going to be going out.
Okay, yeah. That sounds amazing. I'd love to spend time with you both.
Yes.
Nice mm-hmm. to meet you guys. Okay,
thank you, Angie. Have a great day. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Thanks.
Tam, well, we loved her. I can't wait to get more details, but I have to tell you something so random. So I went to tag Cove in our post from our Instagram.
Yeah.
And I went to tag Robin as well. She has tagging turned off.
Robin Dixon. Oh my gosh.
So that must mean that she's getting so much help. Like for you to turn tagging off, like Andy does it because he just doesn't want. Oh, he doesn't have tagging off. He has messaging off.
Messaging,
but she has tagging off. That's like, you know, a housewife is getting the business.
I honestly didn't even know that you could do that. I didn't know. Yeah. I guess you could, but I never even looked into it. So no one can tag her because she's probably getting a lot of shit.
We tried to tag her in the stories, but we couldn't do it. So Robin, you know, it ebbs and flows, believe me. I think I've had to turn tagging off before as well. So
I've had to turn commenting off before. And I think I might have to turn commenting off in a few scenes in season 17. So.
I'm going to have to turn commenting off for Tamara's behavior. This upcoming
yes.
season.
We might have to turn the podcast off because of my behavior. Just saying.
Oh my gosh. Well, Tam, I hope that you feel better. I can't wait
off to the doctor.
All about Vegas.
And, I got to get medication now. I have to be in Vegas on Thursday and my throat literally feels like razor blades.
Ugh, well, I'm glad I didn't see you then. So, but next week, maybe we can, if you're feeling better, we can see each other in person for one of the pods and talk to you soon. And we got Miami coming up. You guys don't forget to watch that. It comes out on December 8th.
So excited about that. Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray ensuring long-lasting banana boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids' SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.